The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.
Get the Toyota fog lift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Nick Riebolt with us this morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
You've got one of your beautiful children in here with us today.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
You are.
Tornado Teddy's joined me today.
Teddy's being a very good boy
this morning, isn't he?
Because it's not as exciting as you'd imagine coming into a radio studio.
Well, I mean, as much as I talked you all up.
Yeah.
He's not that impressed.
He was, to be honest, he was more excited. The big draw card for coming in today was I showed photos of Noni.
Noni.
No, we just, we'll communicate next time.
Sorry.
That's my fault.
I'm sorry.
Who are you to know that I'm going to bring in a two-year-old into live radio?
Well, and Noni, of course, is Lauren's Italian Greyhound, who is wonderful.
Lauren's child.
Yes.
Well, wonderful.
Correct.
Wonderful dog. Matthew tried to help with Teddy and bought in a painting of Bluey that Teddy could colour in, but no blue pen, which...
No, there is one. There is one.
Do you want to do green? Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Red is Bluey? Absolutely not.
It's not called greeny.
That's a different toy dog.
Lauren. Good.
What's happening, Nick? It's a massive, massive round this weekend.
It is. This is, for a football analyst, this is sort of perfect storm stuff.
Oh, yes.
Teddy agrees.
Teddy loves it.
It's the first time in a long time, and this doesn't happen all that often, where the top eight play each other. So we've had 3 weeks of six games, which was a bit of a grind, really,
the
to get through those.
Over.
Yeah, so we're it's done with those, and now we get an absolute marquee round of football. No. Don't touch that, which is brilliant. Probably a month ago, Melbourne, Brisbane, you would have looked at it and thought this is going to be, you know, yes, Teddy. You want my phone?
Yeah, you can play on the phone.
We're not endorsing that. You take that over there.
Yeah. Sometimes you're allowed to have screen time when daddy's at work.
That's it, when daddy's working. This is a go. Well, we'll push on. So Melbourne, Brisbane a month ago, you would have looked at it and thought this is going to be... Yeah, this is going to be the audition for really Brisbane being the number two seed, Lauren. Oh, what do we do? What do we do?
We just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's lovely to have a young person in the studio.
Yeah.
This age. I loved my kids.
Do you really?
I mean, it's easy for me to say now because my kids aren't this age anymore.
Yeah.
It's very hands-on.
It's tough.
It is tough. It has its moments.
I'm sure there are plenty of people listening out there at the moment that are going.
Can relate.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Two. You just say one word to most parents.
Yeah.
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
And then step back.
And then three is not much better. Three and age is a hard work. But so tonight I'm pumped about tonight because Melbourne. A month ago, Melbourne, you look at and you think they're going to run the table a month ago, but they are, they're wobbling now, you know, a few cracks internally with some of their,
Teddy's just giving us all whatever he's got.
I feel ridiculous trying to have a serious chat.
We're enjoying it. Keep going, Nick.
So tonight, you know, both of these, Brisbane haven't exactly been flying and Melbourne need to get their season back on track because at the moment there are some cracks. Going forward, they've got some issues. Defensively, they're not as good as they were. So tonight's an absolute ripper. And Geelong-Richmond, for me, stacks up as the game of the weekend. I'm doing that one for Fox Footy. I can't wait to see how Richmond stack up. Their profile over the last month, I hate to say it, but it looks like they're getting back to what they were.
It's exciting.
Which is unbelievable. So Dusty comes back for the Tigers. Danger back for the Cats. This is just an old-fashioned beauty at the MCG on Saturday. And Richmond, I think they get a really good audit as to where they're at against a Geelong team that are...
Teddy's giving you consumption there.
A Geelong team that are just sort of... what he's got, I've got. So it's kind of irrelevant. So
who's Teddy's team?
He's got no choice.
He's annoyed.
He doesn't really get it at this stage. But my older two are just obsessed.
Obsessed.
Will was in bed last night. He's five.
Yeah.
And got up out of bed and went running around the house. I didn't know what he was looking for. His footy.
Yeah.
So he grabbed his footy and it was in bed next to him.
Aww. Wonderful. So he's sleeping with his footy.
He's proper obsessed.
Teddy's been wonderful. Yeah. It's been lovely meeting Teddy.
Are you
having
Teddy?
fun, Teddy?
Teddy, you having fun?
Sure is. Now he's having fun. Sure is.
Silence is golden.
enjoy it. Sydney St Kilda, which you're covering as part of, is that Sunday Rub?
Yeah, that'll be before Best on Ground on Fox Footy. Sunday Rub, I'm at the MCG before the Collingwood GWS game, which
Collingwood
is going to be great. So the Rub, just good to be back part of the part of the Triple M team on Sunday, and of course Ross Lyon and Lee Montagna are
so
part of the
So it'll be like
Sunday,
old home week for you.
It will. It'll be like just the old crew back together.
Yes. You spent a bit of time with those two blokes over the years.
Spent a lot of time with those two guys, and it'll just be like being back in the old sledge box. You know, so when I first started at St Kilda, we had an old, the old sauna was still there.
Yeah.
Down underneath the Trevor Barker room, which was the old St Kilda disco.
Great.
If those walls could talk.
I bet.
The old St Kilda
wild
disco
in there.
Down to the sauna and Barks and Mickey Robbo and all the boys.
When you socialise these days with that group, who do you catch up with?
I still see a lot of the boys through work. So I see Lee Montagna all the time through work. Nick Dosano works at Fox Footy as well. I see the boys sort of every now and then. Everyone just gets on with their lives.
Do you have outside the club functions? I get you've got best and fairest and stuff, but is there a day where you go, right, everyone who played from 2012 to...
Prelim final weekend, we get together and we have a lunch. You know, like some teams have premiership reunions. We have runners-up reunions.
That's fine.
Billy Brownless on the weekend went to the West Coast premiership reunion as a runner-up.
Did he really?
Yeah, which
That's
we thought
bold.
Was controversial.
That's bold.
Would you
That's
ever
brave.
Do that?
No, I would never. I can't imagine getting invited.
Yeah. And let alone turning up.
Geez, just having the guts to show up.
Yeah. We've been remiss of us not to discuss North Adelaide, which feels like it could be an instant classic, as they say.
In a weekend of awesome games, this sort of stands alone as a pinnacle, really, doesn't it?
it really does. Down
at Hobart. Hopefully the Hobart crowd get along, and that's a good sign of things to come.
Are we discussing Hobart at all?
Not quite yet.
We'll just hold our powder dry
yeah, that's
on that
right.
one.
Cool the jets on that one.
Yep.
Sydney St Kilda's a big one Saturday night, because both of these sides missed an opportunity last week against oppositions that they probably should have beaten and didn't. So they're right back in the pack now, the Swans and the Saints, with respects to making the eight. St Kilda's draw is really, really tough. And most importantly for these two sides, you just want to be playing good footy at this time of the year. So St Kilda get the skipper back, Jack Steele, which is a win. The other one's Carlton Fremantle. So Carlton had just been smashed by injuries. They go to the mid-season draft to pick up a key defensive player. He's now gone down.
Yeah.
So how are they going to be able to stop the opposition kicking a winning score? I've still got great belief in the way they're going about it. The Blues and Fremantle are right up there. So everywhere you look, sort of Melbourne, Brisbane, Geelong, Richmond, I mean, Port Adelaide, Gold Coast, two
it's
teams.
It's the best round of the year,
it
easily.
Is by far. And
Gold Coast is almost a mini final.
It is, yeah. So the loser of this one might, you know, they'll probably find it pretty difficult from there to be able to find a way into the eight. But gee whiz, it's stacking up as an absolute ripper.
Well, mate, I wouldn't say trying circumstances, because you're a father first and foremost, but certainly Teddy has been wonderful in here this morning.
Teddy, you been a good boy?
Yeah. Smashing pretzels and loving life.
I'm a bit worried about a Brendan Goddard type incident up here with the pretzels on the bench, but he's done well.
Well done.
I appreciate your patience.
Have a lovely weekend, both of you.
Thanks, mate.
And remember, Melbourne v Brizzy tonight at the G. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. as Triple M rocks footy.
Yes.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.